I want to share a beautiful idea in Parshas Yisro. Rav Pinkus writes a beautiful ha'ara. The pasuk says, Perek Yutes, pasuk Avdal, Lech reid v'alisa ato v'aron imach, v'akonim v'am al yehersu la'alos al Hashem pen yifretz ba. Basically, Moshe and Aaron are supposed to go up, but everybody else is not supposed to go up. So Rav Pinkus asked the kasha. We know, the pasuk tells us that Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged Ahar. This is one of those psukim that were zoche that the Rashi became almost. You feel as if it's part of the pasuk. Ki ishachad b'lev echad. Everybody was together. It was biyachad. So he says, I don't understand. Some people were allowed to go up. Some people were at the foot of the mountain. There were a few million people there. Mistama, not everybody had VIP seats. Some people were in the first row, but some people were in the 50,000th row, right? 3 million people around the mountain. So it's a very interesting thing. It seems ki ish echad b'lev echad. Everybody was together as biachad. Nobody had any tainas on the other. Everybody was shalim. Everybody was happy. Where was the kinah? Where was the, hey, it's not fair. How come he gets that? Why don't I have that? A very, very interesting kasha. Why is it that Klal Yisrael weren't jealous of one another? So he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Perkei Halacha Beis, that to every person, the Rambam says, every person can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That also, it's a pella. What does it mean you can be like Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says, and a lot of the Mepharshim say, it doesn't mean you can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But etzem, you won't reach Madrigas Moshe Rabbeinu. But just like Moshe Rabbeinu reached his Madrega, so too you can reach your Madrega. You can't be Moshe Rabbeinu, but you could be you. You could be, like they say, the Maisa with Reb Zusha. I'm not worried that they're going to say, why weren't you like Moshe Rabbeinu? Why weren't you like Rabbi Kiva? They're going to say, why aren't you Reb Zusha? You can reach your Madrega. And he says, Vaistois, that at Har Sinai, we reach such a high spiritual level. You know what a high spiritual level is? A high spiritual level is to realize what your madrega is. Almost to realize that you're not on a high spiritual level. That you are who you are and you have certain limitations and certain milas. But it's who you are. And you have a tafkid. And you have a specific goal. And at Har Sinai, everybody understood that. So the guy that was in row 50,000, he understood, I don't belong with the Besser Mention in the second row. That's special. It's reserved. It's VIP. I'm not a VIP, and I'm okay with that, because I have to do my job. That's what Rav Pinkus says. Just shteltzu, Rav Pinkus says the same idea in Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach, on the pasuk, at the beginning of the parsha, we know that Korach was fighting against the Aaron's kahuna, the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim b'psochem Hashem, v'adu et isnatsu ha'kal Hashem. Rav Pinkus says it's a big shvach of Klal Yisrael. All the years, you know, we always say, this is not fair, this is not fair. But yet, Hashem made Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's a place where Kohanim can go that nobody else can go. There's a place that the Kohen Gadol can go that nobody else can go. And yet, nobody says it's not fair. That's the way it is. That's why Hashem created. What's Pshat? Why is Klal Yisrael okay with that? So I think there's a Teretz. The Teretz is that we know. I know of that if the Ribbono Shel Olam made him a Kohen and not me, that means the Ribbono Shel Olam understood my tafkid. He understood that my purpose, my role in this world, has nothing to do with bringing shechting a karban or shechting shechit kser bazar, but bringing the karban on the mizbeach, doing the zrikas adam, whatever it is. That the Ribbono Shel Olam understood that for my tikkun haneshama, for what I need to do in this world, I don't need to be a Kohen. So I'm not a Kohen. I don't need to be a Levi. I'm not a Levi. I'm a Yisrael, I'm a regular guy. But I'm not a regular guy, I'm a regular me. And that regular me, I understand, at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael understood that different people have different roles and different purposes. And when everybody understands that the world works perfectly, Rav Pinkus brings a beautiful mashal. He says he remembers, he was younger, the year was 1969, and man landed on the moon. He said, remember, they're watching. man lands on the moon. So one of the astronauts gets out of the, he gets out and he steps on the moon, puts the flag down, and the other one takes the picture. So he says, he remembers saying to his brother, how is it possible that the guy, number two, was able to be soivel? You know, this is the record books for the ages. The first man on the moon was not him. He was number two. You never hear that number two was so jealous. Number two was so bothered. Ha, it's not fair. I did all the training with him, and I did everything the same as him, and he gets to be the first one. Why did he never say anything? You never complained. It's not fair that he was the first man on the moon. I was right there with him. You know why? Because it's not a game. Stepping on the moon is not a game. It's real life. Everybody realizes you have your role to play in the team. That the team that went to the moon. You have a job, and your job is irreplaceable. If you're machshav that your job is irreplaceable, I don't care that he was the one with the big picture. I don't care that he was the one who got to be the first man on the moon. I got to do my job. And that's what's important. When a person realizes his tafkid, he feels shalem. Ki ish achad b'lev echad. At Har Sinai we felt shalem. So there was no fighting over seats at Har Sinai. Nobody saying, it's not fair, how come he gets? No, everybody understood that the Ribbono Shel Olam had created a world with a tafkid. And if you want to have sipuk ha-nefesh, tell you this, it's a very simple eitzah. Don't look outside, don't look at other people and what they have. Because you're always going to be busy with, they have things better. But if you look inside and you look at to see what you need to do and what you're able to do, you look at your koiches, what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you, and how you could use those koiches, if you use those koiches, you will feel good about yourself. But if you don't, if you're busy looking at other people, you're always going to be unhappy. Ki ish achad b'lev echad, we were able to look in internally and look at ourselves and say, what do I need to do to accomplish my mission? Because ultimately, you're going to be a happy person if you accomplish your mission. If you're busy looking at other people, so you're always disappointed, frustrated, and feel like a failure. Because you'll never meet the standards of other people. You can't, because you don't have what they have. And the truth is, they don't have what you have. Ki ish achad b'lev echad.